Today's Tanya for the 27th day of Elul, Chav Zayin Elul, is in Egeres HaKedesh, Simen Yutes, Egeres HaKedesh 19. The Alter Rebbe is explaining how in the Torah there is contained an element of infinity that is beyond comprehension. That's why there's a difference between the way certain words are written and the way they are read, and that's why there are some letters that are larger, large letters in Torah, because they represent that element of infinity in Torah that is beyond comprehension. And also, the meaning of the mitzvahs and the reason for the mitzvahs are beyond knowing, are beyond, without limit, while the mitzvah itself is necessarily with a limit. Every mitzvah has its size and its dimension and its time and its place and so on. Hine b'chinas chochmas elikus baruch hamelubeshes b'tayag mitzvah satayzo, the element of chochma, of godliness, that is clothed in the 613 mitzvahs of Torah, nikroyim b'shem b'chinas achuzayim d'chochma. It's called the part of chochma that is clothed in the mitzvahs are called the hind part, or the external part of the chochma. Ki kol achuzayim shebesvidei, because wherever we talk about the hind part of a svida, hein madregis achitzenis vatachtenes b'maylo shebesvida zu. What do we mean by the hind part of an attribute? We mean the external and lowest part of that svida. Mashi yuchlu leded ulispashet lamato lehislabish bebruyim hachayesam. The part of the svida that is geared for the lower world, for the lower level, because it can go down to the lower level and create it or give it life. And when we talk about the inner part, the pnimius of a given attribute, he has svira atzma hamiyuchedes b'ma'atzilo ein se baruchu b'tachus hayichud. That refers to the inner part of that particular attribute, and the inner part means that the part that is connected above the aspect of this attribute that connects it to its source and is therefore not available to the lower world. Its direction is upwards. It is drawn to its source, and it is not the part of the svida that flows downward to that which is beneath it. Again, derech moshel sviras chochmo. So, for example, the attribute of chochmo, shehi miyuchedes b'matzila ein se baruch b'tachlos hayichud. The essence of chochmo is that it is completely united and one with its source, with God. Ki hakadosh baruch hu v'chochmo si echod, k'me shekosuv l'il. Because God and His chochmo are one, as we learned earlier in Tanya, and the part that is revealed and extends from God's chachma downwards into the lower world, the lower worlds are finite compared to the higher world, and yet the chachma is clothed within that finite lower world. That's nikra achurayim. That's called the hind part. The nikra gam kein b'chinas asiyah shebatzilus. It is therefore also called the asiyah within atzilus. It is the active part, the action part of atzilus. Pirish, why is it called action? Al derech moshel k'mei sheba'odem atachtim. By way of analogy, in a person below, in a human being, sheyesh b'nishmosi, hei madregi zu l'mata mizu. In the neshama of a person, there are five levels, one lower than the other. Sheim b'chinas haseichel v'hamideis u'machshova u'dibur u'maisa. These five parts of the neshama are seichel, intelligence, emotions, thought, speech, and deed. V'hamaisa hu hatachteinu shebekulam. And the action, the deed, is the lowest of them all. Shehachayis ha-mispashet ma-ha-neshomo u-melubish b'keyach ha-maiseh. And what does it mean that it's the lowest? that life, the life flow, the energy that comes from the neshama, that is clothed in the act, in the deed, it is so much lower than the level preceding it, which is speech, that compared to the life of the neshama that is expressed in speech, the life of the neshama expressed in action is as nothing, is totally insignificant in comparison. Shehu ke'ayin l'gabi achayis ha'mispashet mimena u'melubish b'machshava u'midit v'seich. And this energy that expresses itself in speech is in turn completely insignificant compared to the element, to the life that expresses itself in thought. And certainly the life that expresses itself in the emotions and in seichel. We find, for example, that action is different from speech because speech has to be to another human being of a certain intelligence, whereas action is necessarily expressed to in and through an inanimate object. Speech, on the other hand, is not a constant thing. There is a time to speak and a time to refrain from speaking, whereas thought is a constant process, so the difference between them is radical. In the Hayyim Yom for the 27th of El, Chav Zayin El, the Rebbe writes, Midive Kedesh Rabbeinu Hazaken, from the teachings of the Alter Rebbe, Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Jews are called the Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Der Am Yisrael Eichen Der Erdische Welt, which means that Jews, even when they are Ba'aretz, even when they are living in an earthy condition, is Farbunden mit Hashem Echad. The Jew remains connected to the Echad, to Hashem Echad. Hashem Yisbarich Macht von Ruchni Yis Gashmiz. God makes from nothing, from spiritual. He creates the physical. When der Am Yisrael Macht von Gashmiz Ruchnis. And the Jew transforms this physical into something spiritual.